Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, one of the co-founders of LSATdemon.com. With me is Eric Johansson. He's a teacher tutor for us at LSAT Demon. Eric, we have an email here from Meg.
I'm about to take my first LSAT this April. After studying with the Demon for about a year, I'm scoring around 166 on my most recent practice tests with a diagnostic score of 142. Awesome, 24-point improvement so far. It's amazing how, I mean, there's nothing common about that, but just how commonplace that seems.
20 points is the new 10 points.
It seems like it.
10 points used to be amazing when I was an LSAT teacher in 2008.
Yeah.
Now, 20 points isn't, I mean, 10 points was never amazing, but 10 points was solid. Now, 10 points is the beginning, mm-hmm. and 20 points is solid. Mm-hmm. And 30 is not unheard of. But anyway, you know, this is not exactly the type of person that I would bet on to make the 30-point improvement.
For sure.
You've already made 24 of the 30. It's not too far away.
Yeah. That's not to diminish from your accomplishment, Meg. Very well done.
Oh, not at all. And this could be the beginning of a special story, right? Like this could turn into 180.
Yeah. Well, Meg continues. However, just a bit ago in February, I was scoring higher, 170 to 173, so I know that I have it in me to achieve that. So yeah, actually this 166 is, at this point, just the lower end of Meg's range.
And 31 points is the high watermark so far.
Yeah. All right. Liking that. While I know it's probably going to be a demanding task to go up 4 to 7 points from today until my test, is it?
Go up? No. Meg doesn't understand. Meg, you're not your last practice test, and you're not your last three practice tests. You're the entire range of your documented practice tests, and you're also unseen data points that you have not yet accumulated that are around that range. People's range goes up over time, not down. You're not experiencing any kind of a decline. Those data points that you accumulated in the low 170s, those are just some of your better days. And the scores that you've been getting, and it's probably like two or three most recent practice tests, right, that are around a 166, those are just data points within your range. Those weren't your best day. You don't need to improve in order to get back to where you were. You just need to keep improving and accumulate more points with more data points within your range.
Yeah, that 173 was not a fluke. That is something that you can achieve. You know how to score that.
You know how to score a 175.
Yeah.
Because there are data points within your range that you haven't scored yet. So you got to be looking just up, Meg, and realize, hey, I've been working hard on this. I have improved my understanding a ton. I'm getting faster and faster at the games. Whatever it is with you, whatever your story is, but your comprehension has been improving. And as your comprehension improves, your scores will follow. You just got to realize that there's a lot of randomness in the world. You have good days. You have bad days. Some tests are going to be harder for you than others. It just keep going, really.
Totally. Meg continues, I'm wondering if you have any advice on study habits and any other specific recommendations for taking the test and test day prep in general, especially managing anxiety. My average study time is around 3 to 4 hours a day. I usually drill LR and RC, which is Meg's weakest, since logic game's close to perfect.
Great.
To prep for time conditions, I've been doing mostly time sections and then a full length practice test, all four sections once a week, and the day after that, doing blind review. Let me know if any feedback and if there's anything you'd recommend I do or add. Thank you. Best, Meg. So looking for, I guess, knowing that the April test is right around the corner, anything to change up or do extra or different in the final week of study?
I'm concerned that Meg's pace is targeted toward the April test with hopes of not continuing after the April test. Mm-hmm. And Meg, as somebody who struggles with anxiety, managing anxiety on the LSAT, that's exactly the wrong way to go about this. you're writing us saying, like, what can I add in? What more can I do between now and April? I want to maybe consider subtracting. You've told me that your recent practice tests have been worse. Is that because you're burning yourself out and creating a big stress bomb as the official April LSAT approaches? Because the official April LSAT is just another practice test. But man, Meg's doing two full practice tests. I mean, two LSATs a week. That's kind of a lot. Like, you're doing a section each of LR, RC, and games. That's actually not what she says, but she says she's doing 3-4 hours a day.
Yeah.
That's drilling LR and RC, but mostly timed sections. I maybe she's not actually drilling in the demon at all. Maybe she's just doing mostly timed sections. And then that full 4-section test once a week with review the next day. Man, that's a lot of time. Like, I appreciate, Meg, that you're investing a lot in this. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just worried that Meg might be burning out and, like, causing a stress, like, inflating this stress bubble to maximum just in time for the official day of the April LSAT. What do you think?
Yeah, 3-4 hours a day is not something that I expect most students can continue indefinitely. I would really be honest with yourself, Meg, and look at those 3-4 hours a day and ask, are all of those hours really productive? Am I practicing good form during that entire time? Or is it like you're at the gym and you're trying to squeeze out one more rep, but your form starts to break down and actually now you're in danger of hurting yourself because you're not doing the lift with the proper form? Same thing can happen with LSAT prep. That would happen to me with games. I would just get on a bender of doing games, because then I would reach the point where I was getting tired and sloppy and I would start missing questions, and then I get frustrated and without reviewing immediately go into the next game because I just wanted to prove to myself that I could get that good score up again. But I was just defaulting back into all the bad habits and not doing the test the right way.
It sounds like that's maybe what Meg's doing on her one full length practice test every week, right? She's like, wow, this is it, right? It's like Saturday is my test and then Sunday is going to be my blind review or whatever your days are. But she's like building these things up to be a big deal. And it's like, I know that she thinks I need to solve my problem on this test, right? Like, I want to score in the 170s. How do I improve my score 4 to 7 points? How do I go up 4 to 7 points on this test? And when your goal is to go up 4 to 7 points, then you start doing crazy stuff. You sometimes go too fast. I'm not going to go up 4 to 7 points if I don't finish. I got to finish. Or sometimes you do the opposite of that, which is to like triple check wrong answers. I'm not going to go up 4 to 7 points if I don't really seriously consider every single one of these wrong answer choices when I think B is the answer, but let me just make sure, what if I started making a case for C or D or E?
Can I really explain why D is wrong? Well, it's kind of weird. Oh, I don't know if I can explain why D is wrong. I didn't think it was right, but if I can't explain it, does that mean it's actually right?
That's probably the one. And then you like just let go of the perfect answer that you already had because it's Meg's when Meg mentioned the anxiety, that's what really changed my mind about this email, because the truth is, Meg, I don't want you to do anything different or anything extra as the April test arrives. And I want you to continue studying after the April test because you got to plan on taking June. So if 3-4 hours a day and you're feeling anxious isn't something that you can sustain up through June, I would suggest cutting it down now. Don't give April so much credit. Start looking ahead to the June exam as like, okay, so that's another data point that I'm going to put on record. And you really got to understand, Meg, law schools only care about your highest score. You are allowed to take it 5 times officially. And if you get so hyper-focused on just one of those 5, you're missing the huge opportunity that is there for just planning to take multiple bites at the apple. Only your highest one is going to count. So why are you so focused on this April test?
Meg does say, I'm about to take my first LSAT test this April. So it sounds like there is some acknowledgement that there are further tests down the road. And but I also remember when I was taking my first test, I was already registered for the next one. So I was like, okay, I'm taking it October, but I know I'm going to take it November. But a little part of me was like,
it would be nice to just the first one. Yeah, and
I don't know,
save $215 from the next registration.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Meg, I might just go ahead and register for June. Send yourself that message. They are doing the free refund thing, right? This year, mm-hmm. or for this particular administration, you have to sign up before scores are released for June. But then if your score comes back and you like it, they're going to let you have a free refund.
Mm-hmm.
So Meg, I would definitely sign up for the June test. And then just, you got to start viewing any one test as just another score within your range. And variance is your friend. There's going to be some high, there's going to be some low. Only your highest one is ever going to count. So plan on a long process of taking the test officially. You know, there is one more thing I wanted to say, which is even Meg's language with, I am about to take my first LSAT test this April. Meg, this isn't your first LSAT test.
Mm.
You've taken many timed practice tests. You have a diagnostic score of 142. You have highs of 170 to 173. You recently have been scoring around 166. You've taken many LSATs. And you're going to continue to take LSATs. Some of them are going to be official. But you don't need to like fetishize the official ones. Just treat all of your official ones like practice tests and treat all your practice tests like official ones. That's my best tip for getting out of the anxiety part of it.
I'll add one thing that's related to that.
Great.
Note. You ever seen Hoosiers basketball movie?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
You know the scene where they're about to play in the state championships and they go to this huge arena and Gene Hackman walks them into the gym. And here's this team from small town Indiana from a gym that probably seats 300 people. And suddenly they're playing in an arena for the state championship in front of tens of thousands of people. Obviously, you might have some anxiety going into that situation.
Yep.
Before the game, when no one's in the arena, Gene, the coach, walks them out, has a tape measure, and has one of the guys get on the shoulders of another player and takes the tape measure up to the rim, drops it down to the floor.
Yep.
Hey, what's the reading on that? It's 10 feet, coach. 10 feet. All right. Same as our gym. Then gets down and makes another measurement on the floor. Hey, what's the measurement on that? Oh, it's the same as our gym. All right. And that was
it.
It's just a reminder. It's the same thing. It might feel different, but it's the same thing. And give yourself a moment to acknowledge that early on in the test. When I was taking the official test, after doing my first question, I took 5 seconds to be like, that's the same thing. And I just got it right. And that feels good. All right, let's go crush the rest of this.
Yeah, the 35 minutes is the same. The 5-minute warning is the same. The number of sections, the number of questions, it's the exact same as all of those practice tests. I love that. I'm gonna think about that. The tape measure.
Yeah.
We need to make some memes. all right. Anything else, Eric, for Meg? I'll let you wrap it up.
Thank you, Meg. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.